So thinking about the body of Christ, which we'll be talking about today, the human body really is this fantastic thing. I don't think we really give enough thought to our bodies, maybe more so in the morning. You get up, maybe you walk into the bathroom, if you're in morning shower, you brush your teeth, you might look in the mirror, you might take notice of your body a little bit more. Maybe some things like, I gotta start combing out those grays, or, you know, what, coloring my hair, you know, putting some Just for Men in the beard or whatever. I'm getting a couple grays. Thank you, children. Maybe you think about your body like, I could lose a little bit more weight. I could eat better. I could exercise. But for the most part, I think in the day-to-day, the most hours of our day really are not spent thinking about our bodies. On the other hand, sometimes we tend to look at other people's bodies, and that's another sermon series for another time. But I think for us, we just kind of go about our day, and we really don't think about our bodies. They are truly fantastic organisms, though. You and I, we are fantastic organisms. Our human bodies are this fantastic thing. I did some research. I did some digging. I wanted to kind of get some interesting, cool facts about the human body to share with us this morning. I don't know if you know this about you, but let me give you some facts. Your heart will beat 2.8 billion times during your lifespan. That's incredible. It'll pump some 168,000 tons of blood through your 60,000 miles of blood vessels. That's all wrapped up in this body. You have about 68 billion brain cells joined by 100 trillion connections. All that is right up here in your head. Your skeleton, this is crazy, your skeleton will completely renew itself every 10 years. So for some of you, you're probably inching to having two skeletons in 1 year. That's kind of creepy. The human bone can support 5 times more weight than a steel bar of the same size. So don't ever think of yourselves as being weak. This is truly gross. Your body will shed 1.5 pounds of skin particles, skin cells, each year. Like, some of y'all need to go home and go buy a new mattress. It's been too long. Your eyes can detect, this is crazy, your eyes can detect about 10 million different colors. I didn't even know that there was that many colors in the color sphere or whatever. That's crazy. 10 million different colors. God created our bodies with some very incredibly mind-blowing features. Your heart and your lungs work together to pump blood and oxygen together to keep your body going. Your kidneys and your liver work together to push out toxins from your body to keep you functioning every day. And your brain is the coach. Your brain is the thing within you, the coach telling all of its parts, do your part well. It keeps your body going. And all of these body parts, even though they're different, they unite for one common purpose: to keep you and I alive each and every single day. Today we're going to dive into 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 12. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and get those out. It'll be here on the screen as well. We're going to see today how Paul takes the human body and makes this comparison of the human body to the body of Christ. How community and the church, how it functions and should function in very similar ways that the human body functions. Everything in our community, this body of Christ, works better when all the pieces come together as they're intended to do. And when a community doesn't work well together, when the body ceases to function as it should, it becomes unhealthy and eventually dies. That is not the intention for Christ's body, for the body of believers here and the Christian body as a whole, all across the world. We are alive. We are a living, breathing organism, just as you and I are every single day. You and I are a critical part of the body of Christ. Listen to how Paul says it, starting in verse 12. Just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable, we treat with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So Paul is taking this big concept of the human body and comparing it to what the body of Christ should be. Paul refers to Christians, you and I, the people who make up the church of Jesus, as the body of Christ. And although you and I may be different, we all share Jesus through the same baptism through the Spirit of Christ. Paul detailed in clear and understandable language how the human body and its many parts work well and have a unique purpose and function. He reminds us that each part is critical to the body. And each part depends on the other parts to make the body function as God designed it. It doesn't matter whether the part is big or small, more dignified or less dignified. And if you are like, man, you're taking me back to biology and anatomy class in high school, and I hated those classes, I get it, I understand. But I hope that we can see and understand the importance of what Paul is communicating about our bodies and the Christian body as well. Here's where Paul made the connection from the human body to life and community with one another. He says that you are a body. We are a body. Here at Jefferson Church, we are a body of Christ. And all of us in this room make up a different part of Christ's body. Everyone plays a unique role and has a unique responsibility, so our community functions healthy just as God designed it. If in our community God made you a nose and you're like, I don't want to smell, that would be harmful to the body. If God made you an eye and you say, I don't want to see, that's harmful to this body. If God made you a heart and you don't want to beat, you will kill this body. All of us in this room need each other to fulfill our roles to help this body thrive. So what's the main point? What is Paul communicating? What are we getting at? It's simply this, that every member of the body matters. Every single one of us has unique giftings, talents, and abilities. We are uniquely created by God on purpose with the exact talents, gifts, and abilities that he wants us to use within this community, this body of believers, and around the world. Paul makes that very clear in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for all of us to do. This body of Christ needs all of us. It needs all of us. We don't need you just to show up. We need you to be you, because only you can be you, and only you have the exact talents, gifts, and unique abilities that God has gifted you with to help this body thrive. Go back to 1 Corinthians 12:18-20. But in fact, God has placed all the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If we were all one part, where would the whole body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Do you notice that? God has placed you He's placed me, he's placed all of us exactly where he wants us to be. There's not a single person in this room that is here by chance, here by accident, mistake. God put you precisely where he intended you to be so that you can play a vital role in making this community whole, healthy, and prosperous. That's the essential truth for us to believe this morning. How many of y'all consistently think about your big toe throughout your day? No one, right? No one does. Until you stub that big toe, right? Like, that happened to me this week. It was like the worst thing in the world. I hit that toe and I was like, my gosh, there it is. I don't think about my big toe every single day, right? But as soon as something happens to that toe, it's all you can think about. The pain is so real and it's all you can think about. It hurts so bad. So when Scripture describes the body, the church body, it meant that all of us as community have to work well. And it only works well when all the parts are healthy and working together. Even the toes. Go back to verse 15 through 16. Now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that very reason stop being part of the body. Never look down on yourself. Think you're insignificant, that you don't matter in this community. And you're not little. You're not insignificant. You are so much more. You are God's handiwork, created on purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. You are part of the body of Christ. How many other people get to say that? God made you matter. And I want so badly for all of us to believe that this morning, that we matter, that we have a place, that we can be used for a greater purpose that goes beyond ourselves. And here at Jefferson, this body of Christ, we need every single person to do their part so that the kingdom of God advances. And we need you now more so than ever. In Steve's absence, the staff has been asked to take on more responsibility, and we are up to the challenge. But we also have other things that we've been asked to do. And we need you to step up, fill in, help us, join us. We're not in retreat. We're not in survival mode. We are pressing on. We are continuing to do what we have always done with God's strength and his promise. And we need every single one to help us accomplish that mission. Everyone in this room matters. You matter. The body needs you so it can function well in this season that we find ourselves in. And I implore every single person in this room to rise to the occasion, to commit to three steps that will help us thrive as the body of Christ in this season and seasons beyond. The first thing we need you to do is to accept and embrace your unique role in the body. Recognize that, like in the body, each person has a unique and valuable role within the church. Instead of comparing yourselves to others, feeling insignificant, small, or unused or unwanted, embrace your unique gifts, your talents, and your abilities, the strengths that God has given you. Because only you can be you, and only you can do what God has gifted you with. We need every single one of you. Every one of us is important and necessary in this body. You have gifts that you can help us ministers utilize within our ministries here at Jefferson. There are times when we are missing body parts and we don't function well. Think about how out of balance your life would be without that big toe. Someone in this room is a big toe. We need you. We need you. We're out of balance. We're out of sync when you're not playing your part well. God has gifted some of you with musical talents and abilities. You can sing. You can play an instrument. Join our worship team. You have technological giftings. Help us with live stream. Help us with our production on Sunday morning. Some of you, you can teach. You are a gifted, unique communicator. You love the Bible. You want people to know Scripture, to have a firm foundation when life throws its challenges at them. You have benefited from community. Step up and lead a life group on Sunday mornings or Wednesday night. value community so other people value community. Some of you have patience that I cannot even begin to understand. Please work with our kids. Help them see Jesus as you patiently deal with all of them and the stuff that comes with them. I know my daughter's not the easiest sometimes. Please teach her the Bible. Come alongside Whitney and I. Some of you, you love students. Why? I don't know. You're crazy. Join me, okay? I got about 20-some middle school boys who are going to be going on a lockout in a couple of months. Come on, I can't do it by myself. Listen, our students, our kids, they need good mentors who know Bible, who know Scripture, who can give them a good support base as they face all of life's challenges that are completely countercultural to everything that the world tells them is right. Some of you, you have outgoing personalities. Greet people. Make coffee. Use your talents to just talk to people. Let them know that they're welcome here. We have service opportunities coming. Some of y'all, you're more gifted with a hammer and nails. We can use you here pretty soon. We need every single one of you to join together to function in the body, take up roles, responsibilities, to do what only you can do to help us. Here's my warning, though. There are some of you, and thank you. You go above and beyond. You do a lot. And whenever we ask for people to step up, you step up. You're doing enough. I value you. You're doing enough. This is for the people who haven't stepped up yet. People who haven't stepped up and embraced their role in this body. It takes all of us, not just the select few who always do it. You are here for a reason. And we're better together when everyone in this room is playing their part. The second thing this morning, we're going to thrive as a body of Christ in the season and beyond if we encourage and value others and their unique roles. Each person in this community plays a vital role. I'm very redundant today. It's on purpose. We all play a vital role in the body of Christ. That means when we look around at those sitting around us here today, you know that person plays a vital role as well. We have to value and respect one another as we do our roles and they do their roles in this community. I'll tell you right now, I can be the biggest chief critic of anything that happens here in this church. Instead of criticizing, take a step towards spiritual maturity, to encourage, to love, to come alongside, to help the other people as they use their unique gifts and contributions. Call out the good things you see. Get in the habit of encouraging people, encouraging their roles and their gifts. Look for opportunities to support and uplift people because the body of Christ functions better when every part is honored. As we do this, I guarantee that this body of believers will continue to grow stronger together. The last thing is to show concern for the hurting. There are several people in this church, individuals, families, people going through all sorts of sicknesses, illnesses, life difficulties, circumstances, things that some of us know, other things we have no clue. We as a ministry staff, we do our very best to go visit, to check in. It's our role, it's our responsibility. I know we don't always do it well, but here's what I'm going to say too. It's not just solely our responsibility. You all are in community together. You're doing life together. As Christians, we are connected as one body. When one part suffers, all of us suffer. Make it your goal to be on the lookout for those who are struggling, those who are hurting. Take action by demonstrating care and empathy towards them. Show genuine concerns through support, through listening, through praying, through actively helping. And when you do, we will grow stronger together. And I know there are some of you in this room, you do this well. Like you really have the gift of encouragement and support and love. Continue to do what you do well. and model it well for the rest of us. Thank you for how you love and support those in community here at Jefferson. By embracing your unique roles and valuing others and showing care and empathy, you will continue to contribute to the unity and the strength of the body of believers here at Jefferson Church. All of these actions are within our reach. I've not said anything this morning that is just so abstract. We can do these things right here, right now, today. We just need to choose to do them. Come talk to us as ministry staff. We would love to plug you in. Fill out a connect card. We will get in touch with you. We are not called to live and do life in isolation. We are called to do all of this in community together. As part of the church, we participate in something bigger than ourselves, advancing God's kingdom. That is important. It's amazing. You are part of the story God has written in the past, he's writing now, and will write in the future. He works through us, he changes us, and he changes the world around us. I like how Paul says it here in Ephesians 4:16. I think this is awesome. From him, the whole body joined and held together, every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. With our many parts functioning as one body, we can accomplish more than we could ever dream of doing on our own. Simply put, we are better together. You make me better together. I hope you make each other better together. When we do this well, people outside of this community will see the type of love and unity and encouragement that Christ has for all people. This will be contagious. And when people see that and acknowledge that, they will see Jesus here. This can happen. It takes all of us committing to these things. And I believe it will, because we are better together. That is life in community. That is the body of Christ that Paul calls us to be. Today, let's come together to step up, to use our giftings and our abilities, our talents and our strength, to grow the kingdom, to be something bigger than ourselves. That's what he's called us to do. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for this body of believers here at Jefferson. I thank you for the unique giftings and talents and abilities, the strengths that you have given us as individuals. No two persons in this room are the same. And we each have a critical role to play. I pray that we would be strengthened, encouraged to find our place, to function as the body in unity, to use what you've given us, not for ourselves, not for our benefit, but for the benefit of your kingdom, the growth of your kingdom. Help us to encourage each other. Help us to love and support on those who are hurting, so that others see what life in Christ is all about and want to have that desire for themselves as well. We thank you for Jesus and how he's loved us so very well. We can never do any of this to earn his love, but we do it out of his love. So we're thankful that we have a purpose greater than living for ourselves. May we come together to function as the body will. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Faith really is an individual thing when you come to know Jesus. That is you surrendering yourself and allowing Jesus to work through you. But then after that, it is about community. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus this morning, if you're living for yourself, if you are unfulfilled, if your desires are left empty, come to something that's bigger than you. something where you were meant to be a part of, and that's the family of God. If that's you this morning, I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to lead you in those steps to make a decision to follow Jesus. If you need prayer, you want to talk about, hey, where do I fit in? What can I do? I would love to talk with you as well as we stand and we sing this song. Any decisions you have, let's make those today as we stand and sing. Thank you.